Welcome to Set Life, where we tell stories from our industry. I'm Kelly Leger, and this is Amber Buteau. Hey, welcome to Set Life, coming to you from 401 Studio, Studio One. I am Kelly Leger.
And I'm Amber Buteau.
And this is Dirk Stephens. Okay, Dirk Stephens, our brother.
It is. What's up? Hey, man. How y'all doing?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad.
Thank you so much.
I feel like this is going to be a very entertaining episode.
It already is. We're not even
We're not even in it yet.
Yeah.
Dirk and entertainment are just is one.
What?
They're just the same. One. I mean, the energy, the fun.
What? That's what I heard.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. I love it.
He comes in rolling
in
hot.
It makes you feel good all inside, man.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, Dirk, tell us, who is Dirk Stephens? What does Dirk Stephens do? Tell us about you, my friend.
I'm just an old Southern, laid-back country, single father hippie.
Okay.
Entertainer.
Yes.
You know, just living life, man. I mean, the thing about entertainment to me is it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what we're all here for.
Yes.
You
know?
Yeah.
So, I like it, man.
Yeah.
It's the way you express yourself.
It is.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think some of us have the liberty to do that, to express ourselves, whether, I mean, we've talked about fashion a lot. You know, and how much we're
so fly.
I don't think so. We've got that thing. You know, I just the vibe to express yourself through creativity of, you know, what like we have in common. We love both love fashion, but also personalities and the way we communicate.
Absolutely.
The energies that we bring into rooms to the media that we create. You know. Yeah. And then I think what a lot of people don't take in consideration, you just don't know what you don't know, right? In production, it's why it's behind the camera. It's, you know, BTS, behind the scenes kind of thing.
Yeah.
That energy behind it overflows into what we're making
totally
you can
agree.
See.
Yes.
I totally agree.
100%.
You know?
Absolutely.
And I know that's a big passion of yours.
It is.
You know, the vibe on set.
It is.
The energy you bring to
set. It is. Because you go so many places, and the room is so stale, you know? And who wants to walk into a room where it's all stale, stiff, and square?
Totally.
Yeah.
You know? We're artists.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a canvas, and you take that and you paint on it. And you could paint on that with personality.
Mm-hmm.
You could paint on that with fashion.
Yep.
You know? So that's the way I come into a room.
Mm-hmm.
And if it ain't music playing, what are y'all doing in here?
Yeah.
Why are y'all so quiet?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Come and dance with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Why not?
And it's also saying like, you know, in that in itself. So there are some people that love to paint with all the wild colors and they're bright and elaborate and cool. Like one of the images that come to mind, there's an artist that paints like cow pictures, horses, but they're all like super vibrant colors.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just such a vibe.
Cool. Yeah.
Like, it's such a vibe. Mm-hmm. And so I could see that in my interior design line. World, like in a complete monochromatic room, you know, like all the creams and tans and grays, just really monochromatic, boom, in the one picture.
Yeah.
And you're like, there it is.
There
it's
is.
that one loud piece is just so fun.
It is.
Right? It's the balance of those things. But then you have somebody that just is very the monochromatic, you know, only wants to paint with black, white, tan, cream, gray. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
we need those.
And we need those.
I feel like you're
those.
Judging me right now.
Well, then,
is that what you
there
paint?
Is no, there's no,
she gives no me a hard
puns.
Time because my wardrobe is all that. Like, she's like, oh, I like all that color you got over there. You brought in 40 things, and there's like, nice color.
Okay, because we're always having to try to like vibe together, right? And so I'm putting on something. He goes, wow, you have a lot of color on, like that one of the other episodes. And he goes, let me pick a color. And I looked at his rack, and it's literally all gray and like blue jean and white and black. And I go, don't get a big color. Whatever you do, don't get a big color when
Look,
you go.
In my defense, I let the lady come out in like what she's chosen.
Right.
I just try to compliment it. I don't try to be the colorful cow on the wall. I try to be the monochromatic room that lets
the I'm with you.
Shine.
I understand. I try to bring the color to the room. If you look at my closet, everything I wear is freaking black.
Yeah.
It's all black. That is my color. Everything is black.
Okay.
But you can look at black as the absence of color.
Mm. Yes.
Or the presence of all color.
Yeah.
Because let's face it,
let's
when
do
you
it.
Start smashing all them Crayolas together, what happens? It turns
That's
into...
why you got kicked out of class.
Yep. Yeah, there it is.
That's not how you do it.
I feel like we just went to therapy session with Kelly.
My whole life has gotten
this work.
Redefined. Wow. I knew this was gonna be a fun one.
That's awesome.
Okay, so here's what I get the feeling that it doesn't matter that what Dirk Stevens did, art would be involved. It would turn into art. It would turn into entertainment. Mm-hmm. It would turn into
no matter what I do, even washing dishes, bro.
Turns into art.
It does.
I believe it.
It does.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But some people, you know, they have their place where they shine, and some people in photography. But outside of that, they really can't see it somewhere else. They can't, that doesn't apply somewhere else for them.
That's right.
That's really where they're gifted. And then there's some people who are just plain creatives.
Wow.
They're just playing entertainment, and that will end up with whatever they're doing, whoever they're with. However,
absolutely, man.
That's just how it flows.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, because this is the inspiring story of the entertainment industry, one of my favorite questions to ask is, when did you realize that you saw everything through a creative lens?
So, growing up, I grew up in this family that was deeply rooted in music.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone went to church. Everyone played an instrument. Mm-hmm. My uncle played a guitar. My mom played a tambourine.
Oh, yeah.
And she would lead the choir. She was a soloist. So every Sunday, I would have to sit in the front row and listen to these people play until I got old enough to join a choir.
Mm. I was going to say, there is no way you were sitting there.
Until I got old enough to join a choir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then from choir, it went to Easter speeches that I didn't want to do. Did I say that?
Did you use your real voice?
Of course, I had to. It was either that or get my behind whipped.
That's right.
Because they knew.
You must not know who my grandma anymore.
She had that.
Change your voice if you want to. But yeah, that's where it came from. And that's when I started feeling like I can be really creative with things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's when it went into acting and music. So I started writing and acting and music. And that became my out, you know, and the things that I would go through as a child in life, growing up, you know, because that good old Southern home, it was either do it or get your behind whipped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we all got a lot of that in common.
Yeah.
Being from
that's how I was growing up. So.
For sure.
I love it.
And what a cool place to find an outlet, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you hear that a lot in the creative. One of the things I love so much about creatives, they are so emotionally charged and see the world in a different place and won't conform to the ways of the world.
That's so real.
So their butts get beat more than the one that conforms.
For not being understood.
Yes, correct.
Misunderstood.
Yes, misunderstood. Mm-hmm.
Instead
that's right. Instead of embrace, that's why I said there's no way you were sitting on the front row. You were moving, dancing, shaking, something. Grandma's like, I'm going to beat you if you don't sit down.
If you don't.
And you're like, trying. Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
I just wanted a peppermint or something out of purse. I was hungry. You ever sat in church so long?
Yeah.
Just tell me
something. It's so true. So true. Why they make it so close to lunch? And so, you know what I mean? Like, come on. But, you know, it's like, the misunderstood part is the beauty.
That's right.
You know, that's where that unique creativity, innovation lives.
That's
in
right.
That
that's
zone.
Where it grows.
You know, and it's just like, how do we foster that better?
Right.
As a culture and as in parenting and in schools and
never ending
programs.
Process.
You know, all of that is to try to find a lane. It's just saying that you do for athletes.
Right.
You know, you put them in or the military or order or structure
that's
or
right.
certain, you know, things.
You feed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you foster it, you nurture it.
That's right.
You look at it, you understand it. So, you know, it's one of the things that I appreciate so much about creatives.
Yeah.
You know, letting them be whatever they want to be and can create. It's kind of like when you walk into this white box before all of this, it's just a blank slate. And you let a true creative come in and they're like, whoa.
It's
because
like
they
the
now just see,
up.
Yes, because they can see everything that can be.
It's a really good test for somebody to bring them into this room, into a studio, a blank studio, or like a blank office space or blank loft or anything like that, do they see a canvas to paint on, or are they lost and they can't see anything? There's two. It tells you what side of people's brain they're in, what they live out of, are they creative, where they are. Because I'm sure everybody's the same way here. We walk into this place and we're like, oh my gosh, you're thinking about all the things you could create, what you could do, what you do in a space. You walk a new place you're living, whatever. You're like, oh, I'm doing this. I already got it. You know what you're thinking about. You know, it's a big deal. Okay, so I'm curious. You talk about writing. What tell me what kind of stuff you write, and then just like tell me about how some inspiration and processes have worked for you. I'm very curious.
A lot of music. I grew up writing a lot of music.
Okay.
A few scripts, but man, writing to me, I'll doze off writing in bed. Mm. You know, ideas will just start flowing. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I can't sleep, and I'll write.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it's always either music or adding on to a script that I already have, you know? But that's where my creativity is, you know? And around my house is never a dull moment.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna be singing, somebody's gonna be dancing, somebody's gonna be changing their voices a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's how it is in my household. So I allow that creativity to grow with my children as well, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
And I say too, like whatever keeps you up at night, not the bad, but the good that keeps you up at night, there's something you're supposed to be doing in that.
That's right.
There's something you're supposed to be doing. You know,
that's
it's true. Like I can go to sleep with an idea for design, or this is going to sound boring to y'all, but business, like I can wake up and think
that's
of emails that are like, oh my gosh, when we send out that email, we need to have a creative package that goes out with that. Then we need the messaging. We need all the tags. We need, like, and I just start thinking of processes and systems for business of what we're creating. And then how do I make that maximized to the nth degree of it? And I literally wake up in the middle of the night and think those things. So I'm not writing a song.
No.
It's never. But, you know.
Still creative.
What keeps you up at night, you know, I can be thinking of a set before I go to bed and I'm thinking design. I'm like, ooh. What if we had this other wingback chair and I took the other wooden chair out and then I move it? It's like, you know, the box, building the soft box.
Need that.
You know, it's, I don't know if I engineer it, if the fabric goes across it, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll be like, oh,
there it is.
I'm Velcroing.
Yes.
The edge.
See?
You know, it's like that keeps you up at night.
Love the way the brain works when it comes to that creativity.
It's a true, passion. It's just naturally flows out of you, because when you're asleep, you're not using the part of your brain that's rationally thinking.
You're not.
Those are passions, desires, things that are coming out of you. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That stir your energy juices.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about all the times I woke up in the middle of the night and that kind of stuff happened, and I'm like, and it's never happened to me before, ever.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, don't.
Right.
No. So, man, I try. So, on the creative side, yes. If I let my brain go, I will never sleep. So, like, I try to, like, watch cartoons before I go to sleep.
Me too.
I try to, like, watch something that's
creative.
And I'll, okay, fine. But
that's creative.
But I'll lay there and my wife will be like, oh, we need to. I'm like, don't say it. If you say it, I'm going to be up, because then my brain's off to the races.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, the fact of the matter is, I am that way. And when I try to sleep, I'm like, I got to do something. I'm trying to do something to purge my brain so I don't, you know, let all the creative juices out and I don't get any sleep.
And I've tried to harness it.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to say, I know I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I know if I'm really deep in a project and I'm going to bed and I start thinking on it, I'm the same way. I'm not going to go to sleep. So I kind of try to do some things beforehand. But I know, ornately, it's going to come out of me at some point in my sleep, probably. So I've learned to just get up, write it, or like get my phone's always by the bed, right? Like, we can't, none of us can live without that thing, whatever. Wow. Write it in there and then just put it aside. Like, I know I'm going to think on it again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to hold on to it or relive it or think over it. Yeah. It's just like, it's there. I'll deal with it in the morning, you know? Like,
wow. I get so many crazy thoughts going through my brain that if I don't get it down at that very moment, I'll get rushed by 100 more and
it's
it'll go away.
Yeah,
it's
that's
true.
So truth.
Yep.
That's
yep.
it.
I got
that's
a lot of
story
those
in my life right there.
Well, you know, and they say, write down and make it known your plan.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, like, I tell people all the time, you know, you've thought and it's like gone. And I'm like, I was going to say something, but it's gone now. And I've learned to now say, it's making a lap around the track. It's going to come back at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to come back.
That means I have a very big track, because that means they don't come back very often. That means the track is like really big. And even if I write it down, it is the ugliest.
Yeah.
Crappiest handwriting
you have ever seen
in your entire life. Read it? Never. You? Never. Me? Maybe not. But yeah. It's terrible. But if I don't write it down, it'll go away.
Yeah.
It'll go away.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have tons of those. Like, you got your notes in your phone or whatever, you know?
Yep.
And I have so many that are only one sentence.
Yep.
You think you go back to the same page, and I should probably do that. No, they're just a bunch of one sentence notes that are just like that, because I don't want to forget it. That's good.
Uh-huh.
Anything. You're absolutely right.
So writing music.
I love music.
Right. What kind of music?
Yeah, I was just gonna say the same.
That's what makes music music.
Mm-hmm.
Is because all of it. There's no certain genre.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I listen to everything.
Yeah.
But music to me is gonna speak to you in some kind of form or fashion. It doesn't matter where it came from or what kind of music it is. You know what I mean? It's gonna speak to you somehow.
Yeah.
Even if you're like, I'm not trying to hear that, it spoke to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's it. But music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Music.
And how about acting? How's acting come into all this?
Man, I so taking theater in middle school, that crap don't count. Let me get that out of there right now. It don't count.
It didn't count.
Trying to go through school to learn acting, to me, didn't work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Didn't work. So it was like the Hard Knocks game of trying to learn acting or getting to the acting field.
Mm-hmm.
So
why do you think it doesn't work?
Because it goes by some weird standard, I guess. I don't know. You know, it doesn't allow you to be as open or as creative as you want to be.
Yeah.
You know, but...
And I think...
Not for me.
At that age, too... you are dealing with such stereotypical ideals, fit in molds, stereotypical high school things.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's very hard in high school to break outside of that. I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, look, the world does not look like this. The world does not look like high school.
It does
I'm just saying.
Right.
When you get to college, you meet your best friends, you find yourself, you find the world that you live in the best. I mean, there's so much beyond. Like, people here truly believe these are going to be the best days of their life because they played high school football or because they were like the lead of the band. Or that's just it's a high school world bubble world. That's not real life.
Yep,
go out there where you're dealing with everybody.
That's right.
Like the whole departments are all working together.
That's right.
You don't get to stay in your one little section.
You
know, like you do in high school. It's real segmented.
You know, to me, I mean, you're talking about that, like, you know, the way. They teach. I think it comes back to kind of like what we started on before. You know, it takes more work to find out how to teach different ways and how people receive differently or how they learn differently. It takes more work.
Mm-hmm.
And most people aren't going to put in that kind of work as a teacher, a mentor, as a whatever. But it takes that because everybody's learned
differently. Well, because it takes time.
So I skipped.
So you skipped. Yeah. You already knew that, so you were out.
Yes.
I get it.
I was out.
I get it.
Because if I couldn't connect to you as a teacher, then there's something somewhere else I can connect to for this time instead of me sitting here in this class dozing off in this book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's just the way I grew up, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I learned how to play pool really good those years of my life because I was skipping class. That's when I became a good pool player those years.
Absolutely.
But, you know, but it's caused me now to make sure that I am investigating the person that I'm helping, mentoring, teaching, whatever. Mm. Like, I got a responsibility to, like, if I believe there's something I'm supposed to give you, I got some kind of responsibility in this thing to find out the way that you're going to be taught and receive the best.
That's awesome.
It's more work.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's like, but how bad do you want them to get? How seriously do you take your job?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, now everybody just got to mold to me, mold to me, mold to me.
Terrible.
You know, that's not it either, you know? Mm-hmm. So there's a place for that, you know? And I think that's probably even in that acting class why you didn't find your language. You're like, no, this is the way. And you're like, is it though?
But is it? Yeah.
3 years on cast at the Texas Renaissance Festival was like life-changing.
Okay, tell me about this. RenFest.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I took my youngest to a Dunkin' Donuts one day. there was a guy in line that had a kid with him. Now, the guy was irate. Like, but who the hell wants to hear that? Right? Yeah. Early in the morning, I'm trying to get some donuts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I told the guy, not so very politely. I admit. But I did tell the guy. I said, hey, man, if you don't have the patience for this, leave. If you're in such a hurry, go. But nobody wants to hear your attitude. You're bringing the vibe down in here, bro. You got to go.
Yeah.
He left. But there was a lady sitting in the corner, and she was like, I'm writing a review right now about what's going on, and I appreciate what you did. That's awesome. And I was like, no, well, you ain't got to thank me. I just didn't want that dude in here. My kid is in here. He got a kid with him. He needed to go. Go find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Come on.
So we got into a conversation, and I told her I was an amateur actor. And she goes, well, I've been the queen of Germany in the Renaissance Festival for like 20-something years. I was like,
What?
And she's showing me these pictures. And I'm like, that's cool.
Right?
Yeah. I would love to do that. She was like, I'll get you an audition. She goes, I'll send you some information. Took her about 2 weeks. Now, at this point in my life, I just separated from my kid's mom. I was going through a kind of a down spot.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the worst things I've ever done in my life was to move back in with my mother, right? Mm. This was years ago. Yeah, this was years ago. So it was like, man, I moved back in with my mom. I met this lady, and she got me this audition. She sent me the info. Uh-huh. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes away.
That's right.
I was driving a 1994 Chevy 1500 that was holding on by the hair on my teeth. And I'm going to drive this 2 hours and something for an audition that we both know I might not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
With the Queen of Germany.
Right. Queen of Germany. It's been a queen for 20-something years, right?
Yeah.
So I get there, of course. You got 2 hours and 12 minutes to think about this, right? Uh-huh. You got two hours and 12 minutes. Yeah. Man, the amount of times I told myself, say, turn your butt around, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What are you doing way out here? Look at these woods.
Yeah.
They won't be able to find you. Okay, I'm going to still go.
And what were you auditioning for? What was the...
I didn't know yet.
Oh, you didn't
know? I didn't know yet. So I get there.
Even better.
And, right. I get there, totally blind to this. I get there, and she meets me down this long dirt path. And I'm like, oh, she gives me a hug like a mother.
Yeah.
And it already warmed my heart.
Okay.
Aww. Right? She was glad to see me.
Yeah.
That made me comfortable.
Yeah. Yes.
So I get to this office. There's two guys sitting at a table. And they're like, nice to meet you. I'm such and such. Nice to meet you. I'm such and such. Right? Who I learned later that these two guys have been in control of the Renaissance Festival for like 30 years.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you look great. I love your attitude. He goes, let me hear your European accent. And I was like,
that was a you're like, story. Hold on one moment. Let me just pull that out of.
How far away did I park? European what?
Country in Europe.
Pass the chalice, sire. He goes, you're hired.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
I was on cast in Spain for 3 years.
Wow.
65,000 to 70,000 people a weekend.
Wow.
Wow.
And it got to a point to where I was only character in Spain, King of the Moors. Only character in Spain like that. So people would come back after a year and look for me.
Oh.
So that pushed my passion in acting.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
That's cool.
I love it.
Solidified
the... Oh, so
changed
cool.
my life.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it for the moolah. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm talking about penis, gas, food.
Yeah. Little small things.
Morsel, me please. Me a morsel.
Alms for the poor.
What?
Yeah.
That's so my definitely for the passion. Right there.
Definitely for the passion, bro. It was not for anything else.
Yeah.
I loved it.
What is next for Dirk? Like, what's next? Where are you going? Where do you want to go? What's it look like? What's the future?
I want to get into more acting. I want to get into these voiceovers. You know, eventually opening up my own studio, my own production company.
Yeah.
Because I have three very talented kids.
Yeah.
And, I can see them already going in that
direction.
Yeah. So it's like, I would love to see them doing that. You know?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
How you could foster that and
I would love that.
You know, help grow that is, I think that's all parents' desires. I don't know if it's all parents' choices, but I think it is their desire. You know, it's,
they've been living solely with me. And I'll tell you, they've been living solely with me for 4 years now. I've been a widow for 4 years. And it's amazing to see their minds grow.
Wow.
Speaking of creativity, you know.
That's great.
My youngest is a builder. He's hyper-focused on building. Like, you would not believe the Legos this kid puts together. Haley, she puts together her own scripts. She's 12 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know? And she acts them out. She hires my 9-year-old to act them out with her, you know, while I'm in here doing cooking in the kitchen there, and they're tearing up my living room. But, yeah, and I have a 15-year-old who's into fashion. This boy here. Oh, my God. I'm like, I'm standing at the front door going, are you ready yet? Are you ready yet?
Oh, no.
Like, dude, like, we all have somewhere to go. You know, you're beautiful, but we all have somewhere to go, bro.
What?
We got somewhere to go, bro. You playing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Channel that into them, which is already there.
Yep.
Well, how do people find you? Like social website. How can people connect with you? They want to hire you to come act. How do we do this?
I'll be standing on the corner of 16 and come find me. But no, you can find me on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. Pool boy with an I.
Okay.
Hustle _.
All right. Yeah. All right. Instagram, that's the way.
Dude, I'm so old school.
I like it.
I just kind of got into that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm the person looking at the phone going, button.
Yeah.
Button.
Yeah.
Button, you know? So there's my Instagram.
Pool boy with a B-O-I.
With pool boy. With an I. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Pool boy hustle.
All right.
With
pool
an
boy
I.
hustle.
_.
All right. Cool.
Derek, it's always, you've shot here, you've worked here on different sets and stuff. Oh. And you just always light up the environment every time you come in, and you're just always so full of positive energy and kindness and goodness. And
like
so,
it.
Yeah, we appreciate
y'all. Know when I come up in here, we ain't going for that boring crap.
That's right.
It's Debbie. It's Debbie. Hey.
Yeah.
Turn on some trap music.
It's always been fun. It's been fun. It's been a delight to have you. Thanks for sitting with us.
Yeah, thank you, Ms. Amber, for having me.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Thanks, we never got Kelly to dance.
Thanks for having me on the show. I've enjoyed it.
Me too. Come on, let's do this Bob again. Come on, ready?
Here it is. This is what was practiced prior to. Thanks everybody, for tuning in. Until then, we'll see you on Set Life.